Well, one result, Dick Batchelor, I thought was pretty interesting was in this new congressional District 9, where the favorite was Republican John Quinones, establishment Republican who was trounced by Todd Long. And there's been a lot of talk about Democrat former Congressman Alan Grayson portraying Long and Quinones different ways to make sure he would end up facing off against Long, setting it up for November. So he views Long as perhaps an easier candidate to beat. What do you make of these massive
issues? Brilliant strategy. Brilliant really strategy. Is. First of all, it's a 6% Democratic district. 40% of the vote is Hispanic, but it's Puerto Rican. Traditionally vote
which Quinones is Puerto Rican.
Quinones is a Republican.
Who ended up losing.
Puerto Rican. So what you do, there are two Puerto Ricans in the race. What you do is you spend money against the guy who you think is going to be the strongest. You get rid of the Hispanic in the primary. In the general, you're a, you know, an Anglo, but you're facing an Anglo. It was brilliant. He spent over $100,000 in... you know, anti-Quinones heads, which everybody thought Todd Long was running. By the way, Todd Long raised $3,000 in the primary, so his name is Todd Longshop. He has no – this campaign's over.
Here's where – in Washington, after all this, people go back up in the Republican National Committee, the Democrat looks there. They've got so many races. They got X amount they need to keep control of the House, and they're going to put money where it can be. Let me tell you, if there was a poll that showed somebody could come close to beating – our favorite candidate,
Grayson. Yeah,
Grayson. You could roll out all the stuff he's done and all the excessive statements he's made, and you could beat him. But you need a candidate to beat him. And what's going to happen is if the Republicans don't think Long is that candidate, or after polling, they don't think that it'll make any difference, they'll just cut him off. And by the way, Skip Bifalas, who you may remember, Congressman, member of the Ways and Means Committee a few years ago, was asked to run by President Reagan. And he jumped in the race. He had a very safe district and everything. Jumped in the race, got behind. The White House didn't give him a penny.
Right.
Not one penny. And yeah. He lost the race for the nomination and or the governor's right. race, I think.
And the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee has only said that they're going to provide support staff to Todd Long. No money. The super PACs look at the race and said, we can't win it. Walk away. This race is over.
And you anticipate Alan Grayson has very deep pockets. That's what he used when he first ran and looks set to do that again.
He's got over $1 million in his pocket, but this race, it's not a David and Goliath race. This is like David without a slingshot.
What do you think, though, this district created with the intent of getting some Latino-Hispanic representation in this new District 9 now not going to be represented by
this race is not over. This is this year. Yeah. This seat is going to be contested. Grayson's seat, they're going to start finding a candidate right after the election's over, somebody who can do and promise them a couple $1 million. And they're going to monitor Grayson because he'll give them a lot of stuff to use in commercials.
John Q will be back, and he'll be the single candidate, and he'll have millions of dollars in the race.
Let's also look at District 10, which is Val Demings, former Orlando police chief, and Dan Webster, who actually beat Alan Grayson and was, of course, a longtime Tallahassee politician. Webster now running for a second term against Val Demings. She's coming off a successful career in law enforcement. What's going to be the deciding factor in the race, Dick Batchelor?
Money. There's
you always say that.
Well, he's right.
Because it's always right. It's cha-ching. Yeah. It is. The best money can buy. It's going to be a lot of money in that race. Dan's remember the legislature, Speaker of the House, Senator, Senate Majority Leader, great credentials, now an incumbent congressman. Then you got Val Demings, you know, police chief. She literally came to Orlando with nothing but everything she owned in the trunk of her car, went to the police academy, came police chief, and dealt with the community. So you can't run against her on the crime issue. So she's a very strong candidate, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is going to be investing a lot of money. And it's in one media market. So it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out race. But